Here are headline stories from Elgin newspapers 100 years ago today, brought to you by the Elgin Area Historical Society. I'm Linda Rock. The stories today were in Elgin newspapers on March 10, 1921. Contract for the manufacture of an 8-day clock, a companion piece to the new Stuart Warner Corporation speedometer, has been awarded the Elgin National Watch Company. The timepieces are to be turned out at the rate of 300 a day. Announcement of the awarding of the contract was made by N.H. Van Sicklen, Jr., head of the Chicago's Elgin plant. Manufacture of the clocks, he said, has already been started. Chicago rent hogs are working for Elgin. Elgin dealers and Elgin House Property said today that it has been many months since their demand for their offerings was as brisk as it is now. Practically every piece of property listed with them has a ready market, they say. One dealer attributes the increasing demand for Elgin houses to be due to exorbitant rents charged in Chicago. He says that while there are comparatively few houses for sale here at any given time, still the situation is more loose than in Chicago. Heads of Elgin industrial plants are confident that Elgin will vote to adopt the daylight saving law if the question is submitted to the voters at the township election April 5th. Announcement that the question will be left for voters to decide was made by Arwin E. Price, mayor. Although they favor moving the clock ahead an hour after June 1st, commissioners do not believe the vote for the change will be large. They declare scores of complaints were registered when the daylight plan was adopted last year. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again for more news from 100 years ago. And don't forget to visit the Elgin History Museum, located in Old Main at 360 Park Street. You can find its hours of operation and programs offered by the Elgin Historical Society at www.elginhistory.org.